I'm Bill Radke, so glad you're listening, and we're live tweeting the show at KUOW. Tonight, it's time to stop being polite and start getting real. Again. MTV's The Real World Season 32 premieres tonight. It was filmed here in Seattle this time, much to the annoyance of some residents and bar owners. Salon's TV critic Melanie McFarlane did the hard work of watching it for you.
So the first Real World Seattle was seven people who were living in a pier that was redone by a very nice local architectural firm. That was actually the season of the slap heard round the world. That was probably the most famous thing to happen out of that season.
This was one of the roommates slapping the other.
One of the roommates slapping the other. And so when they came in, they seemed to get along initially, but then there was a lot of tension. But the main thing is, back then, the production was focused on getting them out to be part of Seattle. So they all had jobs, and one of them had a job tossing fish at the market, you know, so they were supposed to be experiencing Seattle very much at that time. And Seattle did not necessarily want them there. So that actually led to a little bit of difficulty with production.
Now MTV is back. They've been filming here all summer, and it's on TV. What's The Real World up to now?
Well, with The Real World now, it has been changed. The format's been remarkably changed since back in the late 90s. Now it's called The Real World Bad Blood.
Are you saying they're exploring conflict in a reality show? Now I'm interested. I mean, this is new. Sorry, go on.
Well, let me tell you what happens. So a few years ago, the Real World format was tanking because it had become very just cloned and diluted beyond belief. So Buna Murray, which is also a production company behind Bad Girls Club, which all they do is they put a bunch of women in a house and watch them tear each other's weaves out, they decided to inject a little bit of that energy and that format into the Real World. So for the past couple of years, you have had a brand that's very familiar, but with a format that injects tension and conflict very purposefully. So this time it's the Real World Bad Blood. And the whole idea is that there's a twist, and the seven people who are living in the house don't know that they're going to have relatives and people from their past with whom they've had conflict come into the house and stay with them.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
What about how Seattle comes off? We're different. Seattle's different. How do we look in this show?
Well, back in 1998, Seattle was much more, known as a music town. And there was still a lot of that left that we got to see in the production.
Post-grunge.
Post-grunge, yes. Now Seattle is much more of a tech town. And since the production has changed, the locations we see are much more about going out and on a regular basis seeing them go and party at their local bars. There's a scene where they go to Cupcake Royale to take a selfie. It's less about Seattle as a city, except for the B-roll of beautiful vistas and, you know, shots of the sound and that kind of thing, the Space Needle. The most of Seattle that we see is actually in the first episode where they're all meeting in odd places that are obviously chosen so that you can get the Pike Place Public Market sign in the background and things like that.
So if you're apt to be depressed by this kind of thing, you're thinking, oh, it's MTV, but the music's long gone and it's about getting drunk on Capitol Hill.
Not even getting drunk on Capitol Hill, specifically getting drunk within a house on Capitol Hill. Yes, there is getting drunk on Capitol Hill, and you get to see them go out and grind on each other at, say, the garage or something. But, you know, I think much more of the drunkenness happens within the house. And that way that the conflict is kind of limited to this very specific and well-designed arena.
We gave them a pretty hard time in 1998. Seattle rejected the toxin. How'd it go this time?
Well, my understanding is this time there were a number of bar owners that were ready. My understanding was MTV circulated a contract to the businesses around the house, and some of the bar owners and business owners did not sign it. Others did. So, you know, in terms of just their interaction, like I said, it's very limited. You get to say, like, hey, they're going into the unicorn. But yeah, they're just going into local businesses up there, and you get to see the sign as they enter. You get to see them kind of, you know, rub their butts up against each other and or, you know, spank other patrons. And then they go back and do the real drinking at home and then, you know, start crying and running into the confessional in their underwear and things like that. It's good times.
Yeah. It sounds like good TV.
It's
bottom
really,
line.
Yeah. I mean, it's right up there with Breaking Bad and Mad Men.
Yes.
Really worth your
prestige television.
Right, prestige television. Indeed. Mm. It was interesting viewing last night in my house.
Did you just watch this because of KUOW, or
did you review
this for Salon?
No, and I wanted to say to you guys, as the listeners and you, Bill, that never doubt my love and esteem for all of you, because I only watched this for this moment here, just for you guys.
And you're saving us from it.
Yes. Think of me as your shield maiden, out ahead of the, just go the other way. I already took the hit. You don't need to watch this.
Shield Maiden Melanie McFarland and a Salon TV critic. Thanks, Melanie.
Thank you.